tradition. And besides that, it gives you something to talk about at the funeral home. Well, you know when the kin people's outside talking like, did you see the car he's driving? You ain't seen it. Smashed all to hell. They said he is doing about 70 when he left the road. I bet you anything he is doing 100. Why, you can't even tell what kind of car that is. Well, I know what kind it is. I'm the one that had the co-sign for him. I mean, I know he's dead and gone. I ain't going to stop here and talk about him. But, you know, he never did have no credit. No, everything he had was a co-signer. That big boat in the driveway, hell, his brother-in-law co-signed for that. And don't many people know this, but his house wasn't even in his name. That was in his daddy's name. Of course, his first wife is what ruined his credit. Sure did. She's the one run off of that UPS man. Now, like I say, he's dead and gone. I ain't going to stand out here and talk about him, but you know, he had to be some kind of a dumbass. That UPS truck coming to the house every other day. Never was no damn package. And you ain't seen the car. Well, I tell you what, when we leave the cemetery, we'll drive to the junkyard. I'll show it to you. It smashed onto him. But see, at least, folks, if you die in a car wreck, they can always retrieve the body. And see, we need that because I'm Baptist. You give us something to embalm and some tater salad, we can have a funeral. But listen, you know it's true. We respond to every tragedy with food, a damn covered dish. See if this don't sound familiar. Somebody says, did you hear about Margaret's grandfather? Well, no, what happened? Dropped dead nightfall ice. Well, I declare. Yeah, way she tells it. They were sitting there watching Wheel of Fortune. She heard him mumbling something about not liking that Pat Sajak. He got up to change the channel, got almost to the TV, and just keeled over. It was his heart. Yeah, dropped dead right there on the throw rug. Another 2 inches, he hit his head on the coffee table. Of course, I believe this day, if he'd had remote control, he'd still be alive. Well, I declare, I tell you what, you bake a ham. I'll fix a casserole and we'll get over there. You know what? Hell, we'll do that. We're not going to do it in a minute. Say, sorry to hear about your brother-in-law. Here's some baked beans.